I did not receive the invitation. It's not true that I was invited. Secondly, I think it's an act of insolence for somebody to invite such a meaningless occasion when I'm on record denouncing the whole exercise as a sham and the whole world supporting that position. My presence would have endorsed that outcome, and I'm not going to be part of that illegitimate act.
The presidential spokesperson, Mr. Charamba, is quoted as saying that this was a first gesture by President Robert Mugabe as a move towards unity. Do you view it as such?
I don't view that lightly. The only gesture that is going to be there is when Mr. Mugabe and myself sit down and discuss as a fundamental basis where we want to take the country. Not this self-satisfying display of bravado and congratulations.
The African Union leaders will begin their meeting tomorrow in Egypt. What do you want to see them doing about this Zimbabwe crisis?
Well, there are three issues. As far as we are concerned, African Union leadership, which I must confer is an increasingly build-up support on behalf for the people of Zimbabwe, must strongly reject to recognize the 27 event as in any way legitimate. The second thing is that they must accept that the 29th March, which constituted the first round, actually reflected the will of the people of Zimbabwe.